Oh, I have not broken down my feelings about the Mizzou game last night against Arkansas Pine Bluff. So let's do that with our friend Frank Cusimano from KSDK this afternoon. How are you, Frank?
Be with you, sir. Hope you're doing well.
So I do think that the first half went pretty well. I think I'm with Coach Drink on this. The second half was sloppy, but I will say this about Austin Simmons, even though he settled in. Dude, that second pass he made in the SEC and maybe even against KU is a pick six. He got very lucky that his first, you know, touchdown was not a touchdown for the other team. But the offense settled in nicely. I like the tempo. I like the rhythm. On the other hand, the second half was a mess. Your thoughts?
Okay, well, my takeaway as soon as the first half ends is that the only thing that matters is the performance of Austin Simmons, and he was insanely accurate. I mean, 17 and 19, 252, four touchdowns. Granted, Arkansas Pine Bluff. You got to keep saying that every time you say something nice about Mizzou in the game. But I don't know how you don't love 6'4", 220 with a rocket arm and deadly accurate. I mean, there is a reason why the best quarterback mind in all of college football, Lane Kiffin, recruited him, coached him up, and started him. If he's really good, we got a chance to be special.
Well, look, he loves Caden Lee, who is his teammate down at Ole Miss, and he seems to have, a pretty good little vibe going with the other Mizzou receivers. So I love the way that the offense was working. Do we have any kind of update? An update on Ahmad Hardy coming back, or do we know anything more about that?
I don't think we do. I would be surprised if he played against Kansas. If you're going to hold him out for Kansas in the next week, I think is not a good opponent. Look, if you get him back for the SEC season, he's 100%. That's what you got to do.
One thing I did notice last night, and this is an emphasis that Coach Drink has had, I think they hired a guy from Florida State University, but special teams was just terrible last year, and they cleaned that up quite a bit last night. They looked good.
They did, and it helps that you have your star place kicker back, too, who's capable of knocking in from 50 to 60 very consistently.
Frank, college football, I've never witnessed a sport be in such a great place while simultaneously being such an absolute freaking mess. And that's where exactly where it feels like college football is right now. You have, I believe this was yesterday that this occurred, where the Alabama judge grants the injunction for the pro players to be able to return
to LSU.
Yeah. And I think it was grants 40 players in total eligibility now that had lost it. I mean, what is the latest update on this? I know that the SEC had their bans on it, but it seems like this is far from over.
It's not. Yeah, I mean, it's there's no question there's still going to be, mass chaos and confusion. The thing about it is that's intriguing. It makes, the biggest villain in college sports, Lane Kiffin, even more of a villain. I mean, think about Dabo Swinney is not exactly lovable. All of America, except people in Louisiana, will be rooting for Clemson tomorrow.
No doubt.
And I'm telling you, it sets up the most intriguing game I can ever remember, regular season-wise, when Lane Kiffin returns to Oxford, Mississippi with LSU. That's going to be unbelievable.
Well, let's talk about the Cardinals. They were not able to close out the sweep of the Dodgers. Riley kind of blew that one in the ninth inning. They head to Colorado. You're seeing a lot of new names on the field, aren't you?
Yeah, and a lot of things you really, really like from those new names. First, Riley O'Brien, really a rough day. It's been a rough month. I don't know if any team in like a 16-game period has had four walk-off losses. I mean, I'm sick of, seeing those cutaways of a dejected Riley O'Brien.
Yeah.
But look, let's face it. He's had a really good year, but I think on a really good team, he's a seventh-inning guy. And maybe it's Gordon Graceffo who's been lights out as the future closer. But, it's really a brutal loss because you could have swept them. You're headed to Colorado with all this, momentum. But still, for this team to be just a game under 500 in a transition year, I'll take it any day of the week.
Frank, very small sample up to this point from the Cardinals' newest prospect to enter onto the major league roster in Leonardo Bernal. But I tell you what, I think that we have seen something from him that we didn't see in over two seasons from Jimmy Crooks, and that was immediate comfortability. I know it's only been, 13, 14 at-bats, but he just looks so comfortable in the batter's box, and it feels like it's a great sign this early in his career.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I've mentioned it before. Like 3 or 4 years ago, I was on the backfields at Jupiter, and Bernard Gilkey comes up to me and he says, "Watch this kid. He's a switch-hitting catcher who's like our best defensive catcher," and he was like 18 years old at the time. So he's an absolute stud. He's got the best arm. He has the best receiving tools. And he just has a presence. You know, you never see him smile. He's hitting home runs. He's getting key base hits. Yeah, look, the catching position is solved. I know we have Renio Rodriguez. He may be the better hitter of the two. Maybe he comes to the Cardinals eventually as a third baseman or as a DH. But I love the future of Bernal.
All right, what would you say about Hunter Dobbins? Because that was bit of a hit. He had to have Tommy John, right?
Yeah, it's a blow, and I think that, like, heading into spring training next year, he was going to battle for that fifth spot. Hopefully, he comes back in a year and is okay, but they have so many candidates for that spot as we speak. I mean, they got a bunch of guys like, you know, Quinn Matthews, like Tanner Franklin, who can really compete for that spot. So I don't think it's going to be a big blow. It's a shame for the young man, though.
Salo City is trying to keep the point streak alive right now. What are they got happening this weekend?
Well, I think, you know, the big news with them is they have spent, you know, $12 million on Navarro, who is arguably, you know, like a top three goal scorer in the league. And I talked to their sporting director, Corey Ray, yesterday, and I said, "How much convincing did you have to do to ownership to spend that kind of money?" And you know what he said? He goes, "They were pushing me to do it." So wow. Apparently the Taylors had decided, hey, let's go for it. I don't know if they can win the whole thing right now, but they are a much more talented team than they were, say, a month ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, considering how everything started, I think it's dramatic improvement. There's no doubt. What's on your show on Sunday night before we let you go?
Well, a lot of Mizzou coverage and the story of a coach at Lindenwood University who was ever so close to dying, had a kidney transplant, and has rebounded and is an absolute joy to be around. And the Lindenwood players swear by him. So it's kind of a heartwarming story on Sunday night.
Awesome. Frank, have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll not talk on Monday, but we'll talk next week.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Awesome.
Thank you.
The voice of Lindenwood sitting in the studio with me right now, Ethan Hanford, right? Call the football. You called the game this week, didn't you, or was it last week?
That was last week, yeah. Okay. I called the home games on 89.1 KCLC.
We're going to take a break here. We'll come back in the 5 o'clock hour. There's a substance out there that I've talked about on the show before. It's called Ibogaine. And the results of some trials and some things that have happened in Mexico with this substance and how it's cured PTSD, the former governor of Texas, Rick Perry, underwent Ibogaine treatment. It's not licensed legally here in this country, but there's a lot of efforts moving in that direction, even some in Missouri. And Jonathan Dickinson is the CEO and the co-founder of Ambiolife Sciences, has written a book called Ibogaine and the Bicameral Mind. I'm really, really open to this particular substance, drug, whatever you want to call it. It's mind-altering, but what it does is has dramatic effects on people, for example, who have gone off to war and have terrible PTSD, also anxiety, depression, issues like that. So really is something that's very unique, and I like to draw some attention to it because I think it's a wave of the future. Dan Buff is going to be with us as well. I love Dan. He's a good friend. We talked entertainment over the years. He's written a little bit about Dolly Parton recently. He's got some thoughts on movies and TV. It's always a fun conversation. We'll do that as well in the 5 o'clock hour before audio cut of the day.